Now, are you the type of person who loves being scared to death? Not me. My reaction to all things spooky is to scream at the top of my lungs. Well, if I want to fit in, I might want to head along to Luna Park, where our friends at Fractal Creative are putting together an annual event called Hallow Scream. That's right, you have the right to scream this Halloween. Here to tell us more about this weird and scary live immersive theatre is writer and director of this special haunt, Kate Englefield. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. This must be the most wonderful time of the year for you.
This is, Goth Christmas. We're all getting ready for Halloween. Well, we're not getting ready for Halloween. We've already started. We started on Friday night at Luna Park.
Oh, nice one. So tell me a little bit about this. I'm a bit of a scaredy cat myself. What is it, though, that people, they want to be scared with events like this?
It's funny, isn't it, people wanting to be scared? But it definitely seems that people really enjoy it. And I think from my perspective, it's a lot about group bonding and people wanting to kind of get together and scare each other silly in the name of entertainment and enjoyment. I feel it sounds a bit funny, but, you know, people love going through and getting scared and then laughing at each other and enjoying the moment.
Okay, so what actually happens there at Hallow Scream, at Sydney's scariest Halloween event? It's been happening for 10 years. What have you actually got going on at the event?
Well, look, it's drawn up from two nights in the very first year that I worked on it, and now we're doing 11 nights at Hallow Scream at Luna Park. And what we create at Fractal Creative are three scare mazes, or haunts, as they're known in America. And we have three this year in the Big Top. The first one is called Grimm, which is a brand new one for this year, which is focused on 90s vigilante clowns and joining the vigilante group. The second one is called Rain Dead, Rise of the Replicants, which is all about a replicant who is birthing clones of herself. And the third one is at Decay Mart, which is a bit of a tongue-in-cheek zombie maze, a bit like your kind of Shaun of the Dead vibe, where people go through and have to kind of get their supplies on their zombie mission.
Oh, right.
You encounter a lot of zombies.
So it does seem like it's a difficult thing to describe. It's more a sort of thing that a person has to experience, but it's sort of like it's like you're sort of there for one for while you're there at part of Hallow Scream at Luna Park. It's like you're sort of immersed in a real life video game or something like that, where you've got to get through these mazes and dodge all the baddies and creepy crawlies that are trying to get you.
That's exactly how we see it as well. We see it as putting our guests at the middle of their own nightmares. We like the idea that they walk through, and all of our actors that are involved are all just part of the supporting cast in their own nightmare. So they're the zombies that will be chasing you in your dream while you're stuck to the floor and unable to move.
Oh, my God. This is I'm getting a little bit of a chill down my spine. Just thinking about it. And you must be happy that Australia is kind of embracing Halloween. I remember we didn't really have it when I was a kid, but now everywhere you go, you can see the spooky decorations at the front of people's houses.
Absolutely. Yeah, I grew up in London and we had Halloween over there. And I used to go to Halloween parties and get dressed up in bin bags and put witch hats on my head and go around knocking on the local neighbours' doors. But yeah, in Australia, we haven't really seen that very much, but I think it's getting bigger and bigger. I was in a costume shop a couple of days ago and there were loads of people in there picking up their Halloween costumes. And I've seen loads more decorations around the Inner West recently as well. So it definitely feels like Australia kind of catching up a bit more with the US and the UK. I definitely don't think it's an American thing. It's something we can all embrace if you like the darker things in life, something to embrace. And it also allows you to get dressed up and act silly and embrace things that we don't get to embrace for the rest of the year.
Oh, it is a crazy thing. The lady down the road from my house has a witch in her front yard that's like 12 feet tall. It's terrible.
Oh, 12 feet.
La Nina is something that I'm scared of as well. With that happening at the moment, is the Hallow Scream taking that into account with the events that you're running there at Luna Park?
Look, we run rain, hail or shine. All of the attractions continue either way. We have midway shows, dancing, performances. We even have a rave that concludes the event every night in the midway as well. So despite the rain, we are still all going to get out there and enjoy ourselves. And we even have a maze called Rain Dead that plays on the idea of the rain causing people problems. So, I mean, we're even playing on it.
Is the rave called Rave from the Grave?
Oh, it should be.
Oh, that could be the 20. I imagine it'll be even bigger in 2023. So you can put that on the list of things to do there. And I would think with these interactive mazes, these immersive experiences that you've got going on there, I would imagine that a bit of rain would only add to the fear that would generate.
Absolutely. It makes people a bit more hyper aware and a little bit a bit more nervous, I think. It definitely adds to the tension of the whole event. So, yeah, I don't mind a bit of rain.
No. I mean, if it's going to ramp up the spookiness. Imagine if the deities, the powers above, did get involved a little bit in your thing and had some perfectly timed thunder and lightning. That might sort of be even better.
We've actually done that before and put pretend kind of thunder and lightning sounds behind our soundtracks as well to add that tension. So, yeah, a bit of real thunder and lightning is good too.
Kate, writer and director of Hello Scream, which is on now. I'm going to turn on all the lights in this studio and just sort of calm down a little bit. Where can people go to for tickets and further information?
So if you want to grab yourself some tickets, you just need to go to halloween.sydney and you can get all the information and all the tickets that you need there.
Oh, man, I'm freaking out a little bit, but that's the way it goes. It's going to be totally fine.